This is God Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome back to God Energy with me, Carol Gass, and Joel Berg from God Energy. This week, we're talking about whether or not solar is viable in northern BC. Joel, you've already said yes, it definitely is. What are the best months for generating solar in this area?
Really, it ramps up February over January, a big improvement. March, significantly again. But really, the best months are starting sometime in March and going into end of September. Those are the best months. You're still going to produce power in October, November, December, January, but your real production happens in a lot of those more later spring, summer, early fall months. And the nice thing about that is one of the other major questions that people have when they think about solar in a northern place like Prince George is, what about snow? If I put solar panels on my roof, they're going to be buried for months. And what about all that production that I'm missing out on? Actually, the way that solar works up here in the north is if you graphed it, drew your production on a graph, January to December, what does it look like? It's a giant camel's hump. Even without snow, that the graph would still look like a camel's hump because of short sun hours in the winter, long sun hours in the summer. And so if you eliminated even the vast majority of your winter production, you still get most of your annual production because most of your production happens between spring and fall. So a lot of people say, well, if my solar panels are covered in the winter, then it's obviously not worth it. No, it's not true. Even if you don't clear the snow off your panels at all over the course of a winter, and with most customers, we recommend don't do it. It's not worth the risk or the work because you're going to get the vast majority of your potential production, whether your solar panels have snow on them, whether you clear them off or not.
Keep listening for more solid solar advice from God Energy and Carol Gass on Country 97 FM.